Chances are that at some point in the next few days, a couch in your house will be occupied by someone watching football. It's America's most popular sport. The National Football League unites much of the country in a shared passion. But as Lisa Desjardins reports, the league faces a tricky potential threat to that: politics.
The National Football League is in the middle of a ratings and profit boom. At the same time, it is also in the center of something else notable: the way President Trump engages with and wants to influence American sports. Joining me to talk about this is Christine Brennan, a sports columnist for USA Today and friend of the show. Christine, let's start with the NFL itself. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is experiencing an all-time, all-star era. What is behind it right now?
America has really fallen in love with a new national pastime. It's no longer baseball, it's football. It is about the cadence of the game. Obviously, we love that versus baseball as our attention spans get shorter and shorter. Also, it's a sport high school, college, Americans grow up with. Not only the day of the week, Sunday, as we all know, but now prime time, that has been going on. A public relations man named Pete Rozelle was the commissioner who just saw the NFL explode back in the 70s. You had Monday Night Football. And again, it's the violence. It's a very national game.
The violence, the aggressiveness.
Absolutely. Then. And because of its success, you know, having markets like Green Bay, but also, of course, the big cities and the superstars. You know, go all the way back. I think everything about it is a marketing success, and it fits the perfect American psyche and what we want, which is quick action, violent action, and then the opportunity to run to the refrigerator before the next play.
I do want to come back to President Trump himself. He himself is a showman. We know he's had a love for sports his whole life. He was at the Washington Commanders game just 2 weeks ago. Let's listen to this.
By the way, they're going to build a beautiful stadium in Washington. That's what I'm involved in. We're getting all the approvals and everything else. And you have a wonderful owner, Josh, and his group. And you're going to see some very good things.
Little name dropping there, because he actually wants his name put on that stadium. That is the reporting here. Yes. He's also rung in on everything from the new kickoff plan for the NFL. Now, the billionaire owners of the NFL seem to generally like kind of stoking this relationship. Fans are mixed. But how has Roger Goodell navigated this attention from Donald Trump? We know when he gives something attention, he wants to be in control.
Exactly. Roger Goodell, the son of a senator, Charles Goodell, has been with the league his entire career. I think he understands this, you know, tiptoeing through the tulips, so to speak, with the President of the United States. For example, there was the announcement that the NFL draft is going to be held in Washington, D.C. in 2027. So, of course, Roger Goodell was there with one of the owners of the Washington Commanders and the president. And, you know, how do you say no to the president about, you know, being a part of some kind of show like that?
Any president, much less Trump.
Exactly. And presidents have been linked with football. Richard Nixon giving play advice to the Washington football team's coach at the time, George Allen.
Well, maybe you can put Knock in there and rest him next week.
I hope so, yeah.
Who'd you lose?
We lost, this hasn't even been announced, I don't think. We lost Malinchik. He's going to have to be operating on either tonight or tomorrow morning.
So, you know, this is not just, he's not the first president, but he has certainly put it on, you know, times 100 in terms of his involvement. And I think for Trump, he understands football, the NFL, is that common denominator. All Americans love it. They all can talk about it, the water cooler or the virtual water cooler, Lisa. It is a game that everyone understands. And so Trump is going there to try to change the national conversation or put his imprint on those issues and, of course, make the points that he wants to make. Some of them seemingly just kind of fun, like, okay, the NFL draft's going to be in D.C. Some of them much more serious, like racial issues.
And let's get to that, because this is a league, especially a commissioner, who has pushed for diversity, pushed for DEI ideas. This is a president who has pushed against that. How has that worked now? Is the NFL continuing its DEI effort now in the era of Trump 2.0?
We saw this with the Super Bowl. By the way, the president, President Trump, was the first sitting president to ever attend a Super Bowl, which really surprised me as someone who's covered a lot of them.
Yeah.
Again, Trump understanding the visual of going there and being a part of this incredible national pastime, highest rated television show every year, of course, is the Super Bowl. So you have that. So then the NFL changes. They no longer have end racism in the end zone, but choose love. Coincidence? Not. Whatever. Of course, there had been the terrible terrorist attack in New Orleans, the fires in L.A., the terrible plane crash right off at DCA. So it made sense. That was what the NFL said. Nonetheless, and racism was gone. This is a league that is a majority black league, a significant majority black league. There is no way on earth you cannot have some semblance of DEI in the thinking of the NFL because black players are such a huge part of it and so popular with so many fans. Again, it's that tightrope wire act that Roger Goodell and the owners are doing.
But they've kept the DEI program in place.
They have. They've got the Rooney Rule. Every big opening with an NFL team, there needs to be a minority who's considered for the job.
But they've dialed down that messaging of end racism, no longer those words now.
Yes, it was choose love in the case of the Super Bowl. I think it's the way that all sports leaders are trying to work with Trump in this era, while also understanding that the people who make the league, it's a majority black league. So you cannot just fall in line completely with Trump on that because you'd lose the players, you'd lose the coaches. We've seen that, of course, with Trump going back to 2017 when he said, you know, kick the SOBs without saying SOBs off the field, fire them when they were kneeling for the national anthem. Well, 2 days later, you had incredible kneeling by many, many players throughout the league. So already we have seen that these players will speak out.
This is about American culture. It's also about big business. Quickly on other sports, the president knows that the World Cup is coming to his country, the Olympics are coming to his country, and he's made some sort of vague threats, sort of political, about where they should go. Let's listen.
If we think there's any reason that, whether it's Boston or anywhere else, that they're not doing their job, we're going to take those World Cup games and move them someplace else.
Are those serious threats? What is that?
No, it's not serious. Those tickets are already sold. He even said it's sold out. This is a good signal, I think, for many people who are going to watch the two biggest sports events in the world, Men's World Cup soccer next year, the Olympic Games in 2028 back in Los Angeles. We're going to see Trump do this time and time again. It will be fascinating to watch how these leaders try to deal with him, but also sidestep him and do the things that they were planning to do before Trump opened his mouth.
Christine Brennan, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.